Welcome to Sports at Large. The echo of the final horn of the NCAA women's and men's basketball championship games had barely died down last week, thus ending one season before a new season had begun. The close of the Hoops campaign indeed launched the opening of the transfer portal, which permits athletes to leap from one school to another. Literally, thousands of students with varying degrees of eligibility placed themselves on the open market for coaches to scavenge for. In some cases, there are players who, having made one choice, are now looking for a place that feels more comfortable, more like home. And then there are others who, in this more mercenary era of name, image, and likeness dollars, as well as direct payments, want to get theirs and want to get to places that will help them do just that. For instance, there's Kiyomi McMiller, a sophomore who entered the transfer portal. She's opting to leave Penn State after scoring at least 30 points in four of her last five games last season. McMiller, who played her freshman season at Rutgers, will be playing for her third different team in 3 years. Not to be outdone, PJ Haggerty, a talented guard who started his college career at TCU, spent a year at Tulsa, the next year at Memphis, and last season at Kansas State. Granted a fifth year of eligibility somehow, Haggerty will finish his college career next year at Texas A&M, making for five schools in 5 years. When those who say that college sports are at a crisis point, it's situations like Haggerty and McMiller that they point to, though they are hardly the only college figure who is bouncing from school to school. Indeed, Will Wade, who coached the NC State men's basketball program for one season after 2 years at McNeese State, is leaving Raleigh to go to LSU, the school which fired him 4 years ago after the NCAA alleged that he arranged or offered payments to recruits or their representatives. Yet, in the minds of the current president of the United States and NCAA officials, it's the athletes whose movement must be restricted. Apparently, in between moments of leading the nation into war, the commander-in-chief issued an executive order last week commanding the NCAA to tighten up on eligibility and transfer rules. Only too happy to comply, the college sports governing body is apparently considering language that would limit eligibility to play to athletes for 5 years from their high school graduation or their 19th birthday, whichever comes first, with few exceptions. The change would go into effect as early as this coming fall. That sound you will hear is that of athletes and their representatives racing to courthouses to challenge such a ruling, followed by the sounds of judges banging gavels of support to the athletes. Let's face it, the clock has run out on college sports as we've known them, and there will be no going back. The sooner we make the adjustment, the better it will be for everyone involved. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.